bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The Tour of America's Dairyland is the largest competitive road cycling series in the United States. It attracts cyclists from not just the U.S., but also from Europe, South America, and Australia. Typically, a team is responsible for their own organization and accommodation when they're traveling and competing. But what makes our series unique is its ability to offer housing in local homes for the athletes and their team members. This has made recruiting racing teams a lot easier, as cycling teams typically don't have the largest of budgets. And it's a unique experience not just for the athletes, but also for the people that open their homes to them. Karen Larson started the host housing program when Toad started. Ben Kirsten is the manager for the Australian Cycling Academy, and he's here to oversee his team's racers during the series. They join Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio.
Karen Larson and Ben Kirsten, welcome to Lake Effect. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So, Karen, when did you first hear about people hosting cyclists in their homes during Toad, and what made you want to open your door to them?
Oh, well, actually, I know the owners very well, and so I kind of got roped in very early before the race started.
Okay.
And that's how I developed the program. I have some friends in California that did some hosting and own some very large teams, and they kind of helped me along the way. So if I was having a question or a problem, I'd just give them a quick call and they say, okay, well, just try this.
Okay, so you were really boots on the ground trying to form this first endeavor. So what were some of the challenges or the logistical things that you maybe never had to think about before and you kind of had to give yourself a crash course?
Yeah, logisticals, right. Well, the first year we had races that were, pretty far north up in Fond du Lac. And then we had a race in Madison, Wisconsin, and I don't remember I think we had Kenosha back then too. And so when you've got 10 or 11 days of racing and you're trying to find housing for teams, or sometimes there's master racers that come in or a husband and wife that are racing a little older age group, they, you know, for them to drive an hour or an hour and a half is fine, but if you place them too far north and they have to go out to Madison, it was, you know, like a two-hour drive. And so that was a little bit challenging. So I actually created a map on my computer so that I could actually time it out and figure out who was going where and find out what riders were doing what races. Because sometimes when Toad is going on, there might be another race that somebody wanted to do too. So they kind of jump back and forth. And so that was probably the biggest logistical thing that I had to deal with first off.
Now, Ben, you're with the Australian Cycling Academy, and you used to ride as well, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Did you do Toad yourself?
Yeah, I did, and that's how I met Karen, actually. So I stayed there and out the front of her house and all around the neighborhood. And, it's something we don't have in Australia is the host housing, and it makes it very unique over here and something that brings us to America because it, takes away that massive cost of accommodation. But not only that, you make lifelong friends and you get to experience a new city and a new country more than you would in a hotel room. And example of that is I called Karen the day before we left in a bit of a pickle, and she helped us out in about 5 minutes finding 9 beds. So if I hadn't made that connection 10 years ago or so, then we probably would have stayed at home. So it just goes a long way to show that it's more than just a bed, and it's an experience, this host house thing, and it's unique, and yeah, it's great.
So typically, what is a situation for a rider doing a circuit or a race series? You mentioned this is unique to Toad to have a host for you guys. So normally, what goes into prepping your team for a series that would be outside of this?
Well, I guess it's more America that has this, and it's one thing that makes Americans great in their hospitality, the way they just open their home up. In every other country we go to, it's just a very organized logistical process we need to go through, and with a lot of expense, and it's hotels and hiring staff and buying everything from scratch and buying coolers and everything. Host houses, they open everything up and they lend you all that, and it just makes it really unique and special. But everywhere else we go in the world, we're starting from scratch and buying it again, and we're on our own, and we don't meet any locals and we don't make any friends. So the guys come away from America with some really good memories and some good stories to take home.
Well, it seems to be bringing you back, because this year you have 26 riders, the largest non-U.S. representation in Toad. So with your experience in racing it yourself and now managing and organizing the team, is Toad always a race that you put on your yearly calendar?
As soon as we could go into the States with my last team, we did. We took a year off. I started a new team with the Australian Cycling Academy, and we went into Asia. And this year we're in Europe and we're in Asia, and we had a bit of a block of racing, and we thought, why not? And it only makes it possible because of the host housing scenario. It takes a massive expense away. It's a huge expense anyway, but just taking that little bit less, and just the stories that they've heard from the past and me racing here and me coming here with my other teams, the riders were really pushing for it. And they won last night and they've been on the podium every night. So they've got their own stories now. So it keeps perpetuating.
Excellent. And Karen, what do you do to prepare for riders, and how far in advance of the current Toad season do you start churning the wheels? And
oh, I start very early. Yeah. I'm a planner. You know, I kind of look at it like, okay, I'm going to do my spring cleaning and do my deep cleaning. And so I just kind of take my time and make sure that I have everything that is needed. And sometimes I don't know how many people are coming. And so I might start out with 2 and end up with 9 or 10. And so I have a pretty good supply of air mattresses. So part of that preparation is I have my husband fill them all up. Thankfully, we have an electric air pump. And we just make sure that there's no leaks in them, because if there are, we end up throwing them out and just go buy another one, because they're actually pretty cost effective these days to buy.
So it's not the impression that people might have of you need this big sprawling house with 6 bedrooms to host all these cyclists. It's just
one year we need a place
to sleep.
Yeah, I've got really soft, cushy carpeting, and one guy slept in my living room for 10 days.
Now, Ben, I mean, what are you as riders looking for when it comes to people hosting you here? Because I imagine most of your day is not spent at the host house when it comes to racing.
Look, we try our best to work in some sort of sightseeing and stuff like that, but it's usually when we get here and when we leave, because we race really late into the night, and we come home and we eat. So we're sort of going to bed around nearly 1 or 2 o'clock. So then we're waking up at more like 11, and I'm trying to get a rest, and then we have to go riding every day. So we're coming back from that about 1 o'clock and then having lunch, and you're sort of packing your bag and going off to the next race again. So it's a tough sort of cycle. There's not much time for anything else, but we try and take a rest day every time. So out of the 11 days, we'll take a rest day and we'll make sure we go and see something and have a look around as much as we wanted to sleep. We're in a new country. A lot of them haven't been to America before, so we'll do our best to get out and have a look.
With getting ourselves to all the different stages, it's kind of all across southeastern Wisconsin, things like that. How does the transportation work out? Are you, Karen, as a host, also coordinating getting riders to races, or is that all on you, Ben?
No.
Yeah, that's the host housing situation stops at just the beds, and some of them in the past, like Karen has got more involved and more helpful, and they lend a car or they're going themselves and they throw in. Our particular host had never seen a bike before or a bike race, and it was just a friend of Karen's. So we've just got hire cars and vehicles that we use. And they've popped out to a few races to watch us and support, which has been great, but certainly can't rely on them at the moment. They're actually on holidays and left us with an empty house. So
okay.
I don't know if that was nice or silly.
Very trusting.
Yeah.
Well, and Karen, going back to when you were first organizing this, do you have a particular memory that sticks out of that first Toad race where you're hosting? Or what big lesson did you learn from that first endeavor?
I would say... Well, I'm one of those people that I'm a helper. So I was staying up till 3 in the morning sometimes communicating with people in Australia because of our time differences in other countries through emails and sometimes, back then it was Skype. And I learned that I don't really need to do that, that there are time frames that I can do it where I don't lose sleep.
And so that first year, how many people were being hosts to riders?
I think we had about 70. Yeah, around 70.
So how did you recruit host families?
Word of mouth.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is it pretty easy within the cycling community, or at least cycling fans, to...
Yeah, you know, I contacted all the local bike clubs here. The bike shops around here all let me put flyers up, and that's pretty much it. Yeah. My husband and I both raced for many years. I raced for 14, and he raced for 25 years. So we know a lot of people already in the cycling industry. We used to joke around and say that we had a family of 500 for every weekend, 6 months out of the year that we'd race with. So,
yeah. And would you say that is, for the both of you, that that's a strength of Toad, that
yes,
there is such interconnectedness?
Absolutely. The cycling community is close everywhere. It's really nice.
How have you found that experience comparative, Ben, with coming to race in America versus, and you mentioned other countries, you're just in and out. What for you about Toad sticks with you?
Yeah, look, I'd have to say it's the host housing makes it different. And we go places and we race hard, and, you know, we're very professional and we go there for a job. And here we get to, you know, make a new family and meet lots of people. And they tell us about the area and the local places and take us to their favorite restaurants and show us the best mall and the cheapest shoe shop and all that sort of cool stuff. So I think that's what really makes a difference. And then on top of that, they're also racing just as aggressively. And as I said, they're winning and they're going home with more than medals. They're going home with good memories.
How has it compared for you to be involved in this race series, first as a rider and now as you're managing a team?
It's quite similar. I'd prefer to be racing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard to just watch. You can't change a lot of it. I used to want to continue to ride instead of manage, because I was doing a lot of the work and the after-hours work, and it never stops. Once you're a manager, you get on the email or you're fixing the bikes. But I have to say, this trip, our guys have done their own roster and they're doing everything themselves, and I'm basically just doing a bit of logistics and some coaching, and that's been a great thing. So I'm actually enjoying it a lot more than normal, but I still would love to be out there racing. There's nothing quite like it.
Yeah. How many guys do you have on the team this year?
Over here, we've got 8 guys racing. We've got 18 members in the team in total and 4 women. And they're all overseas at the moment. So we've got the rest of the team is in Europe, and we've got 8 males here racing. So it's a busy schedule.
Definitely. For the both of you, I just want to leave it at, you know, what's one of your fondest Toad memories? It can be either on the course or off with sharing these experiences. And what would you say to encourage other people to get involved in this way?
The lifetime relationships that we've made, the friendships, and Benny was talking about how it's hard for them to get out and do other things during the actual race days, but they came in several days early, so we had a couple of get-togethers, grill outs, and got to get to know everybody and just hang out for a few hours, and so that's my favorite stuff right there.
Yeah, I'd have to say the same. We don't get to go outside, but a lot of the memories are happening inside, and barbecues, as we call them, but they're grill outs here, and that's where all the fun happens, and eat some great American food and some smoky food and a few beers, which has been really great.
Well, Karen Larson and Ben, thanks for coming in to share a little bit of insight. This is something that most of us don't get to understand outside of going to the stages of Toad. So thanks again. And Ben, best of luck and continued success for the team.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Karen Larson is a host and the founder of the Tour of America's Dairyland, or TOAD, host housing program. Ben Kirsten is the manager for the Australian Cycling Academy, which is competing in this year's TOAD series, which is happening now through June 30th. You can find out more at wuwm.com.